Okay, well, good morning, sir. Now, what is your name before we get started? What's your name, sir?
William Ramirez.
Okay, where is him? This is a revocation. Oh, 1 second.
Ramirez.
Better have it in there. Okay, Mr. Johnson would do it. We had it. Okay, okay, Mr. Ramirez. Oh, he's. Mr. Ramirez? Okay. That's perfect, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir? Repeat your name again. Say it very slow. I couldn't hear you.
Bobby Fanning.
What's your name?
Bobby
Fanning. All right,
I thought that was
okay. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, so just hang on, sir.
Mr. Board Chairman, we may want to turn up his volume a little bit. I think they're a little muffled.
See if they can turn up your volume a little bit, because we can't hear you. Check it to see if your volume can be adjusted. Yes, sir, we're just trying to adjust his volume. We could barely hear him on our end.
Well, I'm moving it up and down.
Okay, move it up where you had it just a moment ago. That sounds perfect.
Is that better?
Yes, sir, that's perfect. If we were speaking loud as you are. Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Yes. Well, I
can hear you. Then they might have to move to
speak
to
someone
to you.
They can hear me.
Now, what's your name again?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
And what's your name, just for the record? I mean, not for the record. I just want to make sure we can hear you.
Bobby Fanning.
Okay, sir. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will be conducting your hearing, will be the lead on your hearing, so he's going to begin the hearing now, sir. So just hold on.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, well, thank you. So you'll be here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Mill. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your lead for this hearing this morning. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Osborne, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or the right to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, I didn't hire an attorney. I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Sir, I do.
Mr. Fanning, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, Mr. Fanning, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, the allegation.
Question?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to know if after I do that part, if I'm able to speak on my behalf.
Yes, sir. When we go into phase two, sir, you'll be able to speak on your behalf and present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, you're welcome, sir. Okay, sir, well, the allegation on your warrant states that you have violated the Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Old Pueblo Community Services at 4501 East 5th Street, Tucson, Arizona, on or about February 12, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an offender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then based on the information and the admission by Mr. Fannin, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or conduct.
Second.
Agreed. Agreed. Okay, motion by Lee, Mr. Johnson, second by Mr. Neal. Agreed by Mr. Gagnon, agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate the OU community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with those students in addition to information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, to see if there's any additional information that you'd like to add in as well as go over some information with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fannin was released from DOC custody on February 5th, 2018. He was arrested on March 20th, 2018 by the Tucson Police Department on condor status and was returned to our custody that same day with 36 abscondes with a projected community supervision end date of September 11th of 2018. Current conviction, 2014, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2009, forgery, 4 years, 6 months. And 2009, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. He's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no STD or gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2013, guy has absconded 14 days, arrested in Oklahoma on new felony charges of stolen vehicle, returned to custody and revoked by BOBC. Has a significant disciplinary history with drugs and violence noted. Other arrests, 2002, unlawful use of means of transportation, Oklahoma, felony conviction, state prison. 2002, theft, Oklahoma, felony conviction, state prison. 2003, theft, Oklahoma, felony conviction, state prison. 2003, unlawful use of means of transportation, Oklahoma, felony conviction, state prison. 2003, unlawful use of means of transportation, Oklahoma, felony conviction, state prison. 2004, burglary, second degree. McCandless, felony conviction, state prison. 2006, unlawful use of means of transportation, Missouri, felony conviction, state prison. 2008, escape third degree, Kansas, felony conviction, state prison. 2013, stolen property, Oklahoma County Jail. And 2016, trafficking in stolen property, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G5B6.
I'm not going to believe that, but I'm going to explain a little bit of my situation. So so you guys have a little bit of experience with the mindset is today. I do have a drug problem. I have a major drug problem. That's what led up to this incident here. But I don't know what it says in that police report when I got picked up. I had an opportunity to leave. I basically gave myself up to the cop. I didn't catch him on the charge. And I knew it was time to come back, and it was time to face it. My dad has convinced me that I'm not going to get anywhere running. I'm getting older. I've got health problems now that I'm dealing with. And there's just a lot that was going on in my life, and I have a problem with resorting back to what I know as far as when it comes to drugs. I lost my mom while I was in prison on January 9th, 2017. She passed away. I was in prison when she passed away, so it really hadn't hit me until I got out of prison. When I got out of prison this time on February 5th, seeing the things that I saw with my family and the spreading of the ashes, all that came back. And with me, I have substance abuse problems, so I resorted back to using drugs, and that's why I ended up leaving Old Blood World, because I got high that day, and I knew after I got high that they're going to know, and I didn't want to come back to prison. But this is the thing. When I first got released and I went to SACRAC, I didn't realize what SACRAC was. Okay? SACRAC is a program designed for people to develop a foundation for themselves. And I got turned off from that place because it reminded me of a facility. And it's ran by DOC cops, DOC guards. But now I realize I have 3 years probation after this, after I'm done with my parole. I have 3 years probation. And if I have some foundation for myself, I'm not going to make it. I'm just being honest, I'm not going to make it if I don't set a solid foundation for myself. And what I'm asking from the board today is I'm not making excuses for myself. I'm actually taking accountability for the things that I've done. And I'm asking that you guys reinstate me to the program of SACRAC. SACRAC is a more intense program, and it's ran by DOC cops. And it's right there where my parole officer's at. I want an opportunity to show not just this world, but myself, that I can actually make it and set myself a foundation for myself, so when I'm done with this and I go through my probation, that I have more of a solid foundation for myself and drug programming that I need to be able to make it. Because just going right back into society and going to some of these halfway houses, there's no structure like there is at the SACRAC program. And that's what I'm asking from you guys today. Thank you.
Okay. So were you working while you were officer? Did you have a job or did you work anywhere?
I was working for somebody's dad at the time, but it wasn't full-time employment. I hadn't had a chance to go do that. I ended up screwing up pretty early in the game.
So when you say they kicked you out of TLC after only being there 2 days because the expense was too high, I'm not quite understanding.
What it was is it was a prior bill from the TLC program in Phoenix, but it's the same company. So they informed the manager there that I couldn't stay there. So I had to leave the next day after I got there.
So how much was the bill, sir?
It was over $400.
Okay. And so when you left there, you went to Old Pueblo?
I ended up going to Old Pueblo, yes. I ended up reporting with my parole officer, and it was like 2 days later, I ended up reporting to my parole officer. My parole officer was out of town when I first got out, and so I seen a different one. But once I finally got hold of my parole officer, they told me that I needed to come down and report that day. So I went down and I reported that day. That night, I stayed at the Gospel Mission, the Rescue Gospel Mission in Tucson, and then I went to Old Pueblo the next day, and that's when I was in Old Pueblo.
Okay. And so you didn't try to take any programs while you were at the Old Pueblo, sir?
I was thinking at Old Pueblo for a day before I went out, and I was going to job seeking, and I ran across somebody and I ended up getting high. And once I got high, I left. But hotel, the structure is, I need more of a, intense structure, and I think that, SACRAC, don't know if you guys are familiar with the SACRAC programs, but I was going to offer it at first because of the way it's set up, and there is no need in that place, there's CEOs and people that work in DOC, and, I mean, there's no meaning until you're done with the program, and then you're able to go, and then you get a little bit of freedom. And I think that's the best way for me to be a great back in there, and I'll be able to get my foundation set for myself. And when I do start my probation, I have more of a chance of making it.
All right, so I understand the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Fanning, we're coming up on the conclusion of the hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Fanning. Okay, Mr. Fanning, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, to remain silent while the board's in discussion, during this time, you will hear us discuss it, and we will make a determination whether we vote or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Mr. Manning is right. He came out on February 5th, and shortly after that, he's started to use some drugs. He said that he's not making any excuses for what he has. He also said that, which he want to make sure we offer our condolences for the loss of his mom. And he said he lost his mom in February 9th of 17, which caused him some issues that he's been able to deal with. He has a history of theft and vehicle theft. Company was released in 2013. He was gone there for 14 days. Went out of state to Oklahoma, where he was arrested on some new charges that he was. According to Mr. Fanning, he has 3 years probation to 3 years probation to do once he was released from prison. I think at this point in time, if Mr. Fanning is really serious about turning his life around, making a decision to get off drugs and maybe get rehab, he takes the remainder of the time that he has left incarcerated to really put together a plan, look at what he's doing, work on getting himself together so that when he's released, he can get into a program if he's going to be on 3 years probation. And hopefully that will help him get himself together so that he can become a productive citizen once he's released. He's due to be released on September 11th of this year. I don't think he would be suitable for to be reinstated on community supervision. I do think that he could take the time that he has left and really come up with a structured plan by working with his CO3. Mr. Quinones.
Yeah, I'll keep it brief, Mr. Johnson. I wanted to follow up by saying that he made reference to taking some advice from his father, so I really hope that he is really ready to turn that corner. He does have some structure with probation waiting for him. But the fact remains, he's got felony convictions out of four states, so I hope he's really ready to turn. He's a very young man with a lot of life ahead of him. Thank you, sir.
Okay, any more comments? There are no more comments from the board. I'm going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Fanning. A violator is delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company as he was an absconder, and he did relapse into using drugs.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, Mr. Johnson, second by Dr. Wright, agreed to by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Mr. Fanning?
Yeah.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on September 11, 2018. According to you, you have 3 years of probation to do. However, you won't be on any community supervision or parole when you're released. September 11th of 2018, sir. We hope that you would just, if you're sincere about getting off drugs, or work with your CO3 while you're there, get into some program while you're there, and come up with a plan so that when you are released and have probation, that you can get into some program, become a productive citizen, not have any more negative contact with law enforcement, so hopefully you'll be able to stay off of drugs. Thank you for participating in your hearing, Mr. Fanning. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.